Captive breeding is an ex situ strategy to boost the population sizes and/or the genetic diversity of threatened species. It usually culminates with reintroduction of captive bred individuals to a depopulated site within its former range or to a new location that's been deemed as suitable habitat. While there have been some success stories, such as with the black-footed ferrets and whooping cranes in the U.S., reintroductions have an extremely high failure rate, with up to 95% of the released animals or plants not surviving to reproduce. In projects designed to boost wild populations, captive-raised individuals may be different enough from their wild counterparts that they don't interbreed. Slade et al. In their study of mice, a particular type of wild mouse, studied the breeding patterns of the reintroduced individuals and found that 83% of the pairings were wild-wild or captive-captive, meaning that wild mice were breeding with only the wild mice and captive mice, captive-bred mice only bred with the captive-bred mice, so that new genetic diversity did not enter the wild population as was hoped. Lastly, for reintroductions to succeed, there has to be enough suitable habitat left that's free of the threats that caused the decline of the wild population in the first place. Inability to reduce threats like hunting and habitat loss is one of the biggest reasons that reintroductions fail.